This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 15th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and pleasant evening across Israel. Clear skies stretch from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv, making for a comfortable night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, northern leaders warn residents not to return as Lebanon ceasefire clause draws fury, according to Ynet earlier this hour. Also, Times of Israel reports that Hamas documents show October 7 attack aimed at thwarting Israel-Saudi normalization. Also this hour, Walla reports that security systems seek answers on uranium issues amid a new agreement with Iran. Separately, Trump announces a deal with Iran is now complete, according to Forward from earlier today. And finally, JTA adds that Pakistan's prime minister says the official signing ceremony for the deal will take place Friday. From X, the latest. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that the Gulf Cooperation Council Secretary General welcomes the U.S.-Iran agreement, hoping it leads to regional stability. Nimrod Flaschenberg, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today, suggesting that the deal challenges Israel's military doctrine and could be a lesson for its society. Open Source Intel, an analyst covering the conflict, reported that Iran's foreign minister spoke with regional leaders demanding Israel halt hostilities against Lebanon. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire clause issue, northern leaders are urging residents not to return as tensions rise over a clause in the U.S.-Iran agreement. David Azoulay has called on Prime Minister Netanyahu to reject any limitations imposed by the clause. According to Ynet, this reflects growing concern over Israel's autonomy in its security matters. The uncertainty leaves residents in the north apprehensive about their safety. Turning to the Hamas documents, Times of Israel reveals that minutes from Gaza meetings show a planned attack aimed at disrupting Israel-Saudi normalization. This strategic move by Hamas was led by then-Chief Sinwar. Analysts suggest this highlights the group's broader regional ambitions. The revelation could impact ongoing diplomatic efforts between Israel and Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, Walla reports that Jerusalem seeks clarity on the fate of enriched uranium and Lebanon's freedom of action under the new agreement. A senior security official expressed concern over unresolved issues. These concerns underline the potential implications for Israel's national security. The outcome of these talks may affect Israel's strategic planning in the region. On the diplomatic front, Trump's announcement of a completed deal with Iran marks a significant development. According to Forward, this aims to end the conflict and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Pakistan's involvement as a mediator signals broader international engagement. The deal could shift dynamics in the Middle East, influencing regional alliances. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports the dollar's decline and oil's drop might lead to an interest rate cut, as today's consumer price index could go negative. Separately, Ynet Business reveals Oracle's stock fell 10% following a $20 billion raise despite strong earnings. The move raises questions about investor confidence in tech. And finally, CTEC highlights a dispute over a Tel Aviv penthouse linked to Iranian missile strikes, with buyers seeking $1 million in compensation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI, based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.